Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. And Curtis, you talk about one of the sound checks is to check yourself. And you say it's so important to examine ourselves before we check anything else. Say more if you would.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, the whole idea about, hey, before you try to remove the speck from somebody else's eye, remove the plank in yours. It's so easy for us, especially in this culture, to look around and see situations and judge those situations when honestly, like within our own self, there's probably a lot of things in our heart that we need to get right with God. And I'll tell you, the scripture that really ignited the passion to write this whole book is Luke 8:17. And it's where Jesus says, "For nothing is hidden that will not be made manifest, nor is anything done in secret that won't be brought to light." And it's this idea that Jesus is saying, look, you can't live a double life. Who you are when no one's watching will always spill out into who you are when everyone else is watching you. And so if I'm not loving my neighbor, if I'm not serving my family, if I'm not living a life of worship outside of a church context, then when I come into the church, that's going to be really obvious, you know, whether I'm struggling in relationships with my friends or, you know, things in my community are just at a discord, that all points back to how I'm living when no one's watching. And so I really believe the whole idea of checking yourself, it's like, look, before you want to cast the stone, Jesus said, you know, he who is without sin cast the first stone. And what happened? No one cast the stone, right? Mm. And so we just need to check ourselves, check our motives, our actions, our words. And that's really where that self-examination begins, through the Spirit of the Holy Spirit lens.
Love this one. Check your sight. And you suggest that every worship leader needs to cast a vision for the upcoming year. Say more about that one.
Yeah, well, you know, vision is just one of those things that I don't think we can ever get enough of, right? Mm-hmm. Proverbs 29, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. So I love that scripture. I also love that when you flip that around, if what the Bible says is true in that, well, then the opposite will be true as well, right? So where there is vision, the people find life. And that's just one of those things that I've always tried to do with my team, and I just encourage our worship leaders here at NCC, hey, cast vision with your teams. Why do we do what we do? And when you find your vision, you know where to go, how to get there. And here's just a little side note, Habakkuk 2, verse 2, it says, write down the vision so that he who reads it may run with it. And that's one of those things. One of the reasons, Susie, I wrote the book was to write down a vision so that whoever reads it can run with it. And when we write down our vision, it holds ourselves accountable. It can help others keep us accountable to that. And when you spend time in God's presence, if you do that enough, I think you're going to catch a God-centered vision.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.